It must be Thursday morning because I look around the studio and I have all kinds of company here, and it's a pleasure to welcome in the West Plains R7 system representatives for today. And as we were preparing this morning, I've got things lined up here. We've got in the studio with us, and again, thanks to Brianna Link from West Plains Schools for kind of organizing this. Dr. Amy Ross is here to my immediate left, and she has other guests with her, but let's let her speak a little bit first. Good morning, Dr. Ross. How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having us.
It's a great pleasure to have you in the studio with us this morning and to talk about whatever it is you would like to talk about. So the floor is yours.
That ZISRs are effective communicators, critical thinkers, kind, dependable, and resilient. And like I said, these are all traits that we want our ZISRs to have as they go into the community. And so we call that the portrait of a ZISR. And today we brought with us Camille Coleman, who's our effective communicator, Lila Miller, who is kind, and Addison Sturgeon, who is resilient.
All right. Well, let's begin. Who are we beginning with? Are we beginning with Camille? Is that right? Mm-hmm. Good morning, Camille. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I am good.
Weren't you just in here?
Yes, sir, I was. I was here to talk about homecoming week, and
okay,
it's
well,
here.
I never know. You know, when you get to this age, you're never sure. So, we just had you in here the other day talking about homecoming. Tell us a little bit about this, though. Nominated for being an effective communicator.
Yes, sir. I was chosen to represent the effective communication character trait, and that makes me incredibly proud. To me, effective communication means understanding someone or a group of people enough to make meaning through all sorts of communication styles, whether that's digitally or face-to-face or even through email. It's about making that connection with other people.
It's a new day. It's instead of just talking to somebody, I mean, there's so many different ways you communicate, and those ways just seem to grow all the time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, are you a talker?
I would like to think that, yes, I do like to talk, but it's also about listening part. It's also about listening.
You learn more by listening than you do talking, don't
you? Yes, sir. Yes,
all right.
Sir.
Camille, thank you so much. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Lila Miller.
Lila Miller is sitting here to my immediate left now, and Lila, let's see, nominated for being kind.
Yes, sir.
That's not very complicated, is it? I mean,
not really.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you enjoy in school and that sort of thing.
Well, I'm a race car driver, so.
Okay, that's one thing.
Yeah,
that's,
I enjoy doing that, and then I enjoy math class and English and all that in school.
What's the trick to being kind? Is there a trick to it?
Not really. I think you just need to show kindness and treat others the way you would like to be treated.
Thinking about other people before you think about yourself sometimes, too,
yes.
Isn't it? That's
yep.
A big part of it. Lila, thank you very much, and thank you
thank
for
you.
Being kind.
Yep, thank you.
Addison Sturgeon is going to take the seat. Oh, there she is. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you, sir?
Very good. Thank you very much. Resilient. Tell us a bit about your nomination for being a resilient person. How do you fit that profile?
How I fit that profile is any hardship or challenge, I overcome it and bounce back in a second. I actually tend to like the challenge and feel more accomplished and overachieved, and I just like to succeed those expectations that everyone has for me.
You would probably like that new song called Backup Plan. The backup plan is you get back up. That's
yeah.
Your backup plan.
Yes, sir.
And go after it again. Tell us a little bit about what you enjoy in school, your grade, all that sort of thing.
I am in 11th grade, and I pretty much enjoy every aspect of school. I love, you know, meeting all the different kinds of kids you do in school and making relationships with your teachers as if they are your friends. And my subjects are great. Math, science, English, those are really important things I feel like people should know going out in life. So, mm-hmm.
Addison, thank you so much for coming over here, and congratulations on your nomination.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Let's have Brianna talk a little bit. Well, we can have both of you talk again if you'd like to. Brianna Link, information guru for the West Plains Schools. We haven't mentioned the fact it is homecoming week.
Yes, it is homecoming, and so it's very exciting. There's been lots of really fun events planned every night this week so far from our student council. They've been doing a great job organizing everything. They even had a hall decorating contest between all the classes, and that was really cool to walk the halls and see all those decorations. But coming up is tomorrow, and it's Friday, and Friday is the big day. So there's some pep assemblies going on, pep rallies with high school and middle school. And then at 1 o'clock is the big parade.
Mm-hmm.
where everyone can come out and cheer on our school, our teams, our activities, and lots of community members and businesses that come out. And then on or at that evening at 7 p.m. is the big game. Zizzer football is playing Branson, the Branson Pirates. And I believe the student section theme, if any of them want to dress up and show up and show out, is Gold Rush. So they're wearing all gold and glitter. And so that'll be really cool.
Right.
The homecoming coronation is at halftime where they will crown the queen. And it's a big to do there. The band will play, and it's just a pretty neat thing.
Big to do. I like that terminology. It is a big to do. It's a big week. Dr. Ross, before you guys get away, if people want to find out more about your program here, please inform us.
They can contact us at any time. And again, I'd like to thank our students who were represented today. We were probably going to be bringing more throughout the school year. And we just want to say thank you because they were nominated by their teachers, but we're also having students nominate other students who exemplify these traits because we're proud of that. We want a portrait of a Zizzer to be applicable to everybody. So we do want the community to be part of that as well and to exemplify what a Zizzer is. And remember, come out, it's homecoming, and go Zizzers.
Dr. Ross, thank you for coming this morning. Brianna, thank you for coming this morning. And we also want to thank Camille, Lila, and Addison for coming in today. Thank you all very much for visiting us this morning.
You.
We really appreciate it. It's 8:58 at KDY.